The tense litigation between the two ski area titans has been reported on by national media outlets, from the New York Times to Forbes to the Wall Street Journal. Bloomberg Businessweek summed up the resolution to the ongoing ski resort battle Thursday with a tagline saying, "Well, that's it for the biggest ski resort standoff in Utah history." The national attention is likely in part due to the nature of a complicated case with very simple beginnings, a missed lease renewal. Another part would be due to Vail Resorts being a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. If you followed the symbol MTN for Vail Resorts, you saw that Vail stock on Thursday jumped about 12% for the day. Thursday, the day the announcement of Vail's purchase of Park City Mountain Resort was made public, Vail Resort stock opened at just over $76 a share and closed at nearly $87. Stock price on Friday had jumped around a bit under high volumes of trading, getting as high as $89 a share. In the last year, Vail stock has shown a good return. Last year at this time, stock price was $68 a share. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.